This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 9, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. The first quality of the seeker is to be authentic, not to swerve from the truth, not to deceive in any way. Because if you deceive others, eventually you are deceived by your own deceptions. If you tell a lie too many times, it almost starts looking like a truth to you. When others start believing in your lies, you also start believing in them. Belief is infectious. That's how we have got into the mess we are in. The first lie that we have accepted as truth is that I am a body. Everybody believes it. You are born in a society which believes that we are bodies. Everybody reacts as a body. Nobody responds as a soul. And remember the difference between reaction and response. Reaction is mechanical. Response is alert, aware, conscious. When you push a button and the fan starts moving, it is a reaction. If you go on reacting in your life, somebody insults you and you become angry. Somebody says something and you become sad. Somebody says something and you become very happy. It is a reaction, a push-button reaction. Then, by and by, you will start believing that you are a body. The body is a mechanism. It is not you. You live in it. It is your abode. But you are not it. You are totally different. This is the first lie that cripples life. Then there is another lie, that I am the mind. And this is deeper than the first, obviously, because the mind is closer to you than the body. You go on thinking thoughts, dreaming dreams, and they move so close to you, almost touching your being, just surrounding you, you start believing in them also. Then you become the mind. The mind also reacts. You become a soul the moment you start responding. Response means now you are not reacting mechanically. You contemplate, you meditate, you give a gap to your consciousness to decide. You are the deciding factor. Somebody insults you. In reaction, he is the deciding factor. You simply react. He manipulates you. In response, you are the deciding factor. Somebody insults you. That is not primary. That is secondary. You think it over. You decide whether to do this or that. You are not overwhelmed by it. You remain untouched. You remain aloof. You remain a watcher. These two lies have to be broken. These are fundamental lies. I am not counting the millions of lies that are not fundamental. You go on identifying yourself with a name. Then you think you belong to a certain religion, to a certain caste. You think that you belong to a certain man who is your father, a certain woman who is your mother. Yes, you come through them, but you don't belong to them. They have been passages. You have traveled through them, but you are different. In Khalil Gibran's masterpiece, The Prophet, a woman asks the Prophet, Al-Mustafa, tell us something about our children. And Al-Mustafa says, they come through you, but they don't belong to you. Love them, but don't give your thoughts to them. Love them because love gives freedom, but don't possess them. Your innermost core belongs to nobody. It is not anybody's possession. It is not a thing. It cannot be possessed. Your body can be possessed. Your mind can also be possessed. When you become a Mohammedan, your mind is possessed by people who call themselves Mohammedans. When you become a Hindu, your mind is possessed by people who call themselves Hindus. When you become a communist, you are possessed by Das Kapital. When you become a Christian, you are possessed by the Bible. When you think yourself as the body, you think yourself in terms of white or black. Your innermost core is neither Christian nor Hindu. Your innermost core is neither communist nor anti-communist. Your innermost core remains absolutely aloof from the body and the mind. It is higher than the body and higher than the mind. The mind cannot touch it. The body cannot reach it. So it simply can be reduced to one thing, that authenticity is the path. No matter what path you follow, if you are authentic, every path leads to him. And the opposite is also true. No matter what path you follow, if you are not authentic, you will not reach anywhere. Your authenticity brings you back home. Nothing else. All paths are just secondary. The basic thing is to be authentic, to be true. There is a Sufi story. A man heard that if he went to a certain place in the desert at dawn and stood facing a distant mountain, his shadow would point to a great buried treasure. The man left his cabin before the first light of day, and at dawn was standing in the designated place. His shadow shot out long and thin over the surface of the sand. How fortunate, he thought, as he envisaged himself with great wealth. He began digging for the treasure. He was so involved with his work that he did not notice the sun climbing in the sky and shortening his shadow. And then he noticed it. It was now almost half of the previous size. He became worried and started digging again in the new spot. Hours later, at noon, the man again stood in the designated spot. He cast no shadow. He became very much worried. He started crying and weeping, the whole effort lost. Now, where is the place? Then, there passed a Sufi master, who started laughing at him and said, "Now exactly the shadow is pointing to the treasure. It is within you. But if you live in the body, you will not hear it. If you live in the mind, you will hear it a little, but you will theorize about it, and you will miss. If you go deeper than the mind, where meditations lead you, you will be able to read the message, and you will not become a victim of theorization. You will not philosophize. And once you don't philosophize about it, once you don't think about God, but you see him, and you don't go around and around, about and about, and you penetrate directly, you disappear. The seed is broken. You fall into the abyss of the beyond. The circle is complete. From silence to silence, from space to space, from God to God. The beginning is God. The end is God. The Alpha and Omega. He is both."